What's up, everybody? So good to hear from everyone. This is your girl, Coach E. Coach Eunice Jones with Life Happens. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast. Thank you so much for being a loyal listener. If this is your first time, I want you to click on the little bell so that you can subscribe to this podcast and you get updates and changes and you can get focused. Go back and listen to the first one. We've been doing this over a year now and I'm really excited. These have been life-changing messages. This platform is designed to help you heal and not help you heal on the surface, but internally, so that it could be noticed externally, mentally, spiritually, physically, wholly, in every way possible. If you have not subscribed to my YouTube channel, it's Author Eunice, Coach Eunice Jones on YouTube. I need 1,000 subscribers so that I can go live. Facebook, Eunice Jones, Author Eunice Jones on Facebook is my life coaching page. You can book appointments there, set up a consultation. I am accepting clients. On Instagram, Author_Eunice, Twitter, Jones_Eunice, Author Eunice. My website, propelpurpose.org. And I do, if you look on the website, there are Inspired by Coach E t-shirts and mugs. So if you want to start that collection, there's a lot of merchandise on there. The book, Love Letters to My Personal Journey Towards Healing, is there also. I'm on every listening forum and every social media site. So let's hook up. Follow me, I follow back. So you guys, it's been a really interesting 6 weeks. So, and I say interesting, I could say good and bad. It could be a bittersweet thing. This is June 10th, 2020, and just the heightened of what's gone on in the last couple of months has been overwhelmingly incredible. We had COVID-19 virus. The whole world was shut down. It is partially shut down. Mask everywhere, limiting 10 people to a store. Every dine-in, every social event, every public place has been closed. There were curfew times. It's just crazy. This is something that you read about or watch in a movie, but life was really happening and people were dying. And so we survived. The kids couldn't even go to school and they had to go to school virtual on Zoom. We are so grateful that they finished this year. When that seemed to be dissolved, George Floyd, a black African-American male, died by suffocation, asphyxiation by a Minnesota police officer who was white, as several other police officers stood around and watched him beg and plead for his life, his mama, God. So at this very moment where we are present day, the nation and actually all over the world is protesting that Black Lives Matter. And they absolutely do. In the sense, in the height of such an emotional time in life that will go down into history, and your children and your children's children will be reading and discussing this. This cause of events will change the trajectory of Black lives all over the world. This is bringing awareness. Obviously, I'm African American. I have not protested personally. I am making every point to be an open and loud voice in the community to make sure everyone is voting, not only just for the presidency, but locally, encouraging people to be in office. I have a cousin that is a Dallas County Court judge, Sandra Jackson, and this is my cousin, and she is doing everything in the community just as well. Whatever your voice is, whatever your position is, whatever you feel that your heart is, now more than ever is a time to stand up and let your voice be heard of how you feel about the injustices. So that's not what I got on here before, but I wanted to say that before I got into what I wanted to talk about. So I just, to everybody that is on the front line, because everybody's not called to the front line, I speak peace and I send you love and I hold space for you, for your safety, for your mind, for your protection, for your fight. And I speak wellness and wholeness and that everything that you are standing and fighting and protesting for, it shall be in your favor, and it will manifest for a greater change in this nation that is long overdue. Over 400 years, it's long overdue. That said, today I want to talk about fragmented pieces. You guys know that I always get on here and I talk about things as far as healing, whether it's your past, whether it's relationships, whatever the situation may be, life is going to happen. And I want to help you come up with strategies that will help you heal. And not just heal on the surface, but literally heal internally. Heal your past, heal your present, and heal for your future. People talk about healing, and oftentimes, and I've been guilty, we get stuck in the tragedy of the hurt so much so that we cannot move forward in the triumph of it and the success in it and the getting over it and the absorbing and growing and evolving from it. And so I want to talk about fragmented pieces. Now, we walk around empty and full of voids because fragmented pieces of ourselves are scattered all around and everywhere and with everyone but ourselves. And so what I mean by that is, if it was childhood trauma, there were some pieces or there were some things in your life that broke you, whether it was abuse or poverty or neglect, whether it was emotional, physical, whether you were abandoned, you know, whatever the situation is, a lot of it stems from childhood. At some point, you can have a two-parent home and be financially, have a financial status that is secure in your home, and still there be some brokenness. Maybe it was neglect emotionally. You may have had physically, materially, everything else that you needed in life, but your parent may not have attended to you and they've ignored you and they neglected you somewhere emotionally. So nobody's really exempt when it comes to having some type of experience that can be traumatic. And maybe your childhood was great and you were nurtured and supported and cared for and loved, and that's great. And maybe you did really well until, you know, elementary school or middle school or high school, and maybe you were bullying, maybe you were the bullier, maybe you had challenges with your grades, maybe you were a scholar student and there was just some insecurity that maybe you had within yourself. What I'm saying is, the point that I'm trying to make is, nobody is exempt from pain. Nobody is exempt from life happening. So somewhere in your life, it happened, and it could be, like I said, some internal struggles with self-esteem or confidence or codependency issues or narcissistic behavior or childhood traumas. Abandonment, like I said, there could be incidents in school. It could be failed relationships or family dysfunction, whatever it is. When something happens to you, a piece of you is taken because of that, as a result of that situation. A piece of you is broken. A piece of you needs healing. A piece of you is hurting because of life happenings. You know, and hurt, I mean, it may not even be some real internal pain, but it may be disappointment or discouragement or discontent or discord, some form of anything that's contrary to peace and love and light. And so during those incidents in life, you leave a piece of yourself. People don't realize that. A piece of your heart, a piece of your mind, a piece of your esteem, a piece of your spirit in those situations. The last couple of clients, I just started this exercise, and so that's why I'm sharing it with you, and that's why this is called Fragmented Pieces. You have to call back and fill yourself back up from every fragmented piece that you may have left. And it could just be relationally, when you are in a relationship and it fails, whether it's your fault, their fault, or both parties at fault, because it takes two in a relationship, so you have to accept some type of fault and accountability and responsibility. But when relationships fail and you've poured your heart and your life and you've shared life and moments and your spirit with someone, and then that there is a disconnect or that relationship is no longer existing, then a part of you, you leave a part of you with them. And a lot of people don't realize the severity of that. But if you go through life enough, and if you live just a little bit longer, and if you've lived a little bit longer, you'll realize you left some of a part of you in the situations called life. And so we walk around empty then there's voids and there are these fragmented pieces of ourselves that we don't call back when we go through life happening. And so you have to learn to fill those voids and heal in those areas. One of the ways that you heal is to literally call back those fragmented pieces, whether, again, it was relationship or trauma or abandonment or whatever the situation. Now, a lot of people, I'm saying that, and that may sound very foreign to you. And so how do you call back your fragmented pieces? Well, one of the ways that you do that is you need to sit with yourself. I talk about shadow work when I am coaching clients. And shadow work, it sounds kind of dark, but it's literally what it is. It's the dark places within you that is just a part of you. If we can take off the weight of good and bad and what's good and what's bad and what's positive and what's negative, and let's just deal with life. Everybody has a dark side. Now, whether they want to admit that or they want to face that, that's 9 times out of 10 the issue. So you have to do your shadow work. We'll talk about shadow work in some other future podcasts, but you have to put in the work on yourself. And part of that work and how to call back your fragmented pieces means that you have to forgive yourself. You have to forgive yourself if it was a relationship and you allowed yourself to be taken or taken advantage of, or maybe you didn't try hard enough. I know I've been guilty for not giving my best and giving minimal of who I am and minimal pieces of me and then expecting them to give me their all. So when you go through things like that, and I know for me personally, I've done that in the past, you got to forgive yourself for that. You can't beat yourself up. You have to learn to have compassion on yourself and hold space and have compassion. What do I mean by having compassion on yourself? Yes, this happened. Yes, it hurt. Yes, whatever the situation may be. But I and literally say it out loud, because there is so much power in our words and people need to understand that. But you literally can say to yourself, I call back my heart and I forgive myself and I have compassion for those times that I failed me as a person, or I failed a relationship, or people failed me. My expectation may have been false or not realistic, or may have had a very neutral expectation and it was not met. So disappointment sets in. So give yourself compassion. Everybody knows what compassion is. Give yourself that heart, that understanding, the sensitivity to whatever that place is. And then just say that I give myself compassion over my childhood, because it wasn't my fault to be abused or neglected. I give myself compassion and I hold space because I may have been a bully, or, you know, or treated people wrong, or I may have been bullied and talked about and teased or taunted for whatever reason. And I give that younger version of me, that inner child, space and compassion and love, and I secure them and I support them. It sounds kind of crazy, but in your mind, we are always going back over childhood events or memories or all these things. And when we do that, it's okay to go back to that child, that part of you that's a child, and call wholeness to that and love on and nurture and support the younger version of you. That's how you call back fragmented pieces. Another way is to face your own truth. You know, I started this podcast in 2019. And I said that I wanted, January of 2019, and I said I wanted to speak my truth. And sometimes the truth is ugly, and sometimes the truth hurts, and sometimes the truth is exhilarating and freeing. But regardless of whatever the truth is in my position and my stance, I made a promise to myself to deal with my truth. Now, 2019 life was crazy. I remember one of the old stories that we read that's a classic. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. I think that's Great Expectations. Charles Dickens, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm wrong, if I got the wrong one, but that's kind of how 2019 was for me, because I was at the top and the height of my career and being launched and promoted and celebrated, and my platform was mostly at its highest. But in the same breath, in the background, I was doing a lot of shadow work and facing a lot of issues, internal issues and insecurities, and just unmasking a false reality. That's really what I was doing now. I mean, who's going to admit that? I can admit that now. At the time, I didn't know that's what I was going through. And, you know, relationally, I was in that was the biggest relationship that really showed me myself. And sometimes when someone is showing you yourself, it can be ugly. You know, a lot of it was extra too, but I mean, at the really heart, the heart of it all, I was really able to see me for who I was. And that shadow side of me, like I said, I was on, oh, you have to be good and you have to say the right things and you strive for perfection instead of just embracing what you are not and embracing what is dark about you, embracing what is not considered saint status, and that part that people don't put on display publicly. We want, when we get on social media and we get in front of people, we want to put on our best. But you have to learn to not perform and just be who you are. And who's meant to draw to you and attract themselves to you, they will. And whoever's divinely connected to your path, they will align themselves. So you definitely want to face your truth. Be real with yourself. You also, in addition to those things, you literally want to call back. If it was a broken relationship, call back your heart. Call back your love, because a lot of people get broken and hurt in relationships and they say, I'm never getting in a relationship, I'm never dating again, I'm never doing this again, I'm never working that type of job again, it could be anything, I'm never trying that again, I won't eat that again. You have to just literally say, I call that broken piece back to me because it left a hole in my heart, it left a hole in my spirit, and I'm not complete. So every time someone's pouring in or God is pouring something into you or you're trying to receive, you can't, because you're full of voids. And so the only way to make something of substance again is to put those pieces together and align them back up. And love, love is what really holds the glue to all of that. Love is the glue in this. And not just any kind of love. Love for yourself, self-love. Now, everybody's on this self-love movement and they think it's so pretty and you, everything's aligned. Self-love can be rough because self-love means I accept, again, the shadow sides of me. Self-love means that I look myself in the mirror and I call me on my bullshit. Self-love can go a long way. And so let's not get it twisted. It's a beautiful thing, but it's a real thing. It's a raw thing. And I think sometimes we misinterpret that. And so that's how you call in fragmented pieces. If I really went into the detail of this, this podcast will be longer, and I always try and keep it just so that your attention span can be it and just give you just a couple of nuggets. We may have to do a part two of this, but again, we walk around. You don't want to be the person that walks around empty and full of voids because you left pieces of yourself in every circumstance that you went through in life. Or you left pieces of your heart or your spirit or yourself in every relationship that failed, or every friendship that didn't go, or every business endeavor that failed, or everything that you did not succeed in. You left something. You don't want to be that person. So go back and think over your life. Write down a couple of things that maybe you have gone through in your life that you left a part of you. You know, some people say, like, there's a part of me that will never be the same because I experienced X, Y, and Z. And if that is something that you can say about any area of your life, sit with yourself. Take some time. Feel that emotion. If it's anger or pain or sadness or resentment or guilt, whatever that feeling is, I want you to sit with it for a moment. Feel it. Feel your way through it. And then call yourself back. Say, I call that fragmented piece back to me that happened in childhood or happened in relationship or happened at the job or happened at school or happened within myself because of, you know, not thinking I was worthy or not thinking that I was good enough or adequate enough or whatever that is at that moment when you're sitting with yourself. Write it. Write about how journal. Write about how it makes you feel. Write about why you feel that way. Why is it such a big deal? And then write down this. And I call that fragmented piece. I call that fragmented part of me that left with that situation, that experience. I call that back to me. And I call myself back to wholeness. Again, we have so much power in the words that we speak. That's a mantra that you can use. I call back every fragmented piece out of everything that has happened to me that was contrary to my success, contrary to my love, contrary to hope, contrary to my spirit and growth and evolving into the person that God designed you to be. And so when you begin to practice and say that, it'll change your thoughts. It will change your heart. It will change your spirit, and you can begin to heal. I said the other day, you should choose being loved over being needed. You should want to be loved and walk and operate in self-love and calling back those fragmented pieces. And I'm telling you, you will look up in 6 or 7 months or 2 or 3 weeks. It doesn't even take long for some people. Some people have been through a lot, so it may take them a lot. But when you begin to call back your fragmented pieces and do self-love and have compassion on yourself and sit with those emotions and those feelings before you just try and pray them away or suffocate them or try to ignore them or create an illusion that they don't exist, and we know that they do, do those things and forgive yourself. And that's how you call back the fragmented pieces. And I guarantee you, we'll have a conversation in the future and you will feel whole, and those voids won't be there because you're filling it up with all those things of love and self-acceptance and self-care and self-love, compassion, forgiveness, nurturing yourself, caring for yourself, facing your own truth, and doing your shadow work. If you guys enjoyed this podcast, I thank you so much. I appreciate your support. You guys have supported me for over a year. Some of you guys have supported me over 20 years, whether it be ministry or just relationship, friendship. You guys have supported me on my platform, on every social media site. I thank you so much. Again, I do have mugs and t-shirts, Coach E inspired quotes, and you guys purchase them. They're really dope. You know, look on the website, purposepropelpurpose.org, and hit me up. My email is propelpurpose@gmail.com. That's P-R-O-P-E-L purpose, P-U-R-P-O-S-E @gmail.com. Hit me up. Tell me what you're feeling. Call me if you have my number. Text me. Inbox me. Let's get together in dialogue and let's talk about this. And again, you guys, be love, be light, be grace, and be peace. I want you to focus, as I always say, focus on being effective in every area of your life. Then repeat. Blessings.